Monday, December the 27th, 10:20 at 5771. Day 2 before Shabbat, Parsha Vayera, and I appeared. Exodus 7. Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, I have made you as Elohim to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall speak to Pharaoh, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not listen to you, and I will lay my hand on Egypt, and bring out my armies, my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. The Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh, when I stretch out my hand on Egypt, and bring out the children of Israel from among them. Moses and Aaron did so. As Yahweh commanded them, so they did. Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh.
Aaron's miraculous rod.
Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, Perform a miracle. Then you shall tell Aaron, Take your rod, and cast it down before Pharaoh, that it become a serpent. Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so, as Yahweh had commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called for the wise men and the sorcerers. They also, the magicians of Egypt, did the same thing with their enchantments. For they each cast down their rods, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he didn't listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken.
The first plague, waters become blood.
Yahweh said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is stubborn. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. Behold, he goes out to the water, and you shall stand by the river's bank to meet him, and the rod which was turned to a serpent you shall take in your hand. You shall tell him, Yahweh, the Elohim of the Hebrews, has sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness, and behold, until now you haven't listened. Thus says Yahweh, In this you shall know that I am Yahweh. Behold, I will strike with the rod that is in my hand on the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. The fish that are in the river shall die, and the river shall become foul, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink water from the river. Yahweh said to Moses, Tell Aaron, Take your rod, and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their rivers, over their streams, and over their pools, and over all their ponds of water, that they may become blood, and there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. Moses and Aaron did so, as Yahweh commanded, and he lifted up the rod, and struck the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. The fish that were in the river died, and the river became foul, and the Egyptians couldn't drink water from the river, and the blood was throughout all the land of Egypt. The magicians of Egypt did the same thing with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he didn't listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. Pharaoh turned and went into his house, and he didn't even take this to heart. All the Egyptians dug around the river for water to drink, for they couldn't drink of the water of the river. 7 days were fulfilled, after Yahweh had struck the river. Acts 10.
Cornelius sends a delegation.
Now there was a certain man in Caesarea, Cornelius by name, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man, and one who feared Elohim with all his house, who gave gifts for the needy generously to the people, and always prayed to Elohim. At about the 9th hour of the day, he clearly saw in a vision an angel of Elohim coming to him, and saying to him, Cornelius. He, fastening his eyes on him, and being frightened, said, What is it, Adonai? He said to him, Your prayers and your gifts to the needy have gone up for a memorial before Elohim. Now send men to Joppa, and get Simon, who is surnamed Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. When the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his household servants and the devout soldier of those who waited on him continually. Having explained everything to them, he sent them to Joppa.
Peter's vision.
Now on the next day, as they were on their journey, and got close to the city, Peter went up in the housetop to pray at about noon. He became hungry and desired to eat, but while they were preparing, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven open and a certain container descending to him, like a great sheet let down by four corners on the earth, in which were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild animals, reptiles, and birds of the sky. A voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Adonai, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." A voice came to him again the second time, "What Elohim has cleansed, you must not call unclean." This was done three times, and immediately the vessel was received up into heaven.
Summon to Caesarea.
Now while Peter was very perplexed in himself with the vision which he had seen might mean, behold, the men who were sent by Cornelius, having made inquiry for Simon's house, stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, who was surnamed Peter, was lodging there. While Peter was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men seek you. But arise, get down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Peter went down to the men, and said, "Behold, I am whom you seek. Why have you come?" They said, "Cornelius, a centurion, a righteous man and one who fears Elohim, and well spoken of by all the Jewish nation, was directed by a set-apart holy angel to invite you to his house, and to listen to what you say." So he called them in and lodged them. On the next day Peter arose and went out with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa accompanied him.
Peter meets Cornelius.
On the next day they entered into Caesarea. Cornelius was waiting for them, having called together his relatives and his near friends. When it happened that Peter entered, Cornelius met him, fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter raised him up, saying, "Stand up. I myself am also a man." As he talked with him, he went in and found many gathered together. He said to them, "You yourselves know how it is an unlawful thing for a man who is a Jew to join himself or come to one of another nation, but Elohim has shown me that I shouldn't call any man unholy or unclean. Therefore also I came without complaint when I was sent for. I ask therefore, why did you send for me?" Cornelius said, "Four days ago, I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, 'Cornelius, your prayer is heard, and your gifts to the needy are remembered in the sight of Elohim. Send therefore to Joppa, and summon Simon, who is surnamed Peter. He lodges in the house of Simon a tanner by the seaside. When he comes, he will speak to you. Therefore I sent to you at once, and it was good of you to come. Now therefore we are all here present in the sight of Elohim to hear all things that have been commanded you by Elohim."
Preaching to Cornelius' household.
Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I perceive that Elohim doesn't show favoritism, but in every nation, he who fears him and works righteousness is acceptable to him. The word which is sent to the children of Israel, proclaiming good news of peace by Yeshua the Messiah, he is Adonai of all. You yourselves know what happened, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the immersion which John preached, even Yeshua of Nazareth, how Elohim anointed him with the set-apart Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for Elohim was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did both in the countryside of Judea and in Jerusalem, whom they also killed, hanging him in a tree. Elohim raised him up the third day, and gave him to be revealed, not to all the people, but to witnesses who were chosen before by Elohim, to us, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to proclaim to the people and to testify that this is he who is appointed by Elohim as the judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that from his name everyone who believes in him will receive remission of sins."
The set-apart Holy Spirit falls on the Gentiles.
While Peter was still speaking these words, the set-apart Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. They of the circumcision who believed were amazed, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the set-apart Holy Spirit was also poured out on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in other languages and magnifying Elohim. Then Peter answered, "Can any man forbid the water, that these who have received the set-apart Holy Spirit as well as we should not be immersed?" He commanded them to be immersed in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Then they asked him to stay some days. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version. in the public domain.